The program is for locals only with Gary Hamada. Let's join Gary and his guest.
Well, how much better can it get here? I don't know. I can't take it. But we have a legendary giant right now. It's going to be on the air with us. And it is on the Live with Jazz Cat segment. Thanks to Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs, he is going to be presenting the legendary Chico Hamilton right now. And if you want to get more information, you can go to Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs website, and it's www.thejazzcat.net. Let me give that to you again, www.thejazzcat.net. And he's got many, many other interviews on there, and this will also be included in the archives of the jazzcat.net website. So without any further ado, let me present Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs with his segment Live with the Jazz Cat with the legendary Chico Hamilton live on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you so much, Leroy.
Hey, thank you, man, for always giving me an opportunity to bring you the best in jazz music with me on the line. As you mentioned, legendary drummer, mentor, educator, 2004 NEA recipient, Mr. Chico Hamilton. Hey, Chico.
Hey, Leroy.
How you doing, my man?
No, not speaking to you, man. I'm doing all right. Other than that,
All right, man. Yeah, I spoke with your nephew this afternoon, Mark, and Eric Person today. They both asked me to say hello to you.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, man. And you know, I like music that makes you think, and one of your first bands featured cello,
yeah,
guitar, bass, and drums, and certainly had a twist of minds into thinking about the music differently.
Well, so, I mean, what are you asking me?
Oh, I'm just asking you if you'd like to comment on, you know, what your thoughts are on putting such a band like that together.
Well, you know, to make a long story short, we just happened to be five guys in the right place at the right time, and it happened.
Yeah.
I had just left Lena, the employment. I'd been with Lena Horn for about 8 years, and when I came back to L.A., I wanted to, you know, I had to do something. Originally, I was going to have a trio, but all the piano players I liked had their own trios going, so I decided, hey, well, let me get involved with something else.
Right.
And the original quintet was going to be French horn. Howard Gross was going to be the French horn player, but unfortunately, the first day of rehearsal, he had a heart attack and passed away.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I had just finished working with Fred Katz, and so Fred says, well, why not let me take his place? And that's where it started with Jim Hall, Carson Smith, Buddy Collette, myself, and, Jim Hall, Buddy Collette, Carson Smith, and that was it, right?
Yeah.
And we just, in all... Actually, man, all we were trying to do was play in tune.
Yeah.
Because at that time, if you recall, that's when the rock and roll thing,
right,
started to get heavy.
Right.
And they had asked all the musicians and saxophone players to come in the studio and play like they had gloves on, as opposed, you know.
Yeah.
So all we were trying to do is play in tune, which we did.
Yes, you did. Well, you seem to prefer the guitar over piano.
Yes.
The melodic part of your composition.
Well, the reason for that, Leroy, is because of the way I play.
Right.
Actually, the keyboard would actually get it. It has no sustaining power. And the fact that I play a melodic type of style of drums, sound. I needed that sustaining power of the guitar.
Yeah. Is that the, that seems to be the key element.
Well, I started, you know, after that, everybody started using guitars, you know. But
yeah.
the first...
Well, you seem like you're one of the first cats to do that, man. There was an album when I used to work for KKJZ, I used to play quite often, man. Man from Two Worlds, one of my favorites. And I know you must have had a special relationship with Charles Lloyd and Gabor Szabo, man. Where'd you find him?
Well, I practically raised Charles. And Gabor, well, I fact, they could raise all of them.
Yeah.
Of course, Charles and Albert Simpson. And that was a hell of a group.
Yeah. Well, your bands have always included some great players, man. I mean, you played with Dolphy, Charlie Mariano, Buddy Collette, Richard Davis. I mean, the list just goes on, man. As a leader, how do you hone each of these individual talents and mold their sound to incorporate the realm of, you know, the concepts of Chico Hamilton?
Well, that's a good question. It's very difficult for me to answer in a sense because I play me, you know.
Yeah.
It's totally impossible, you know, in a sense, for any two drummers to play alike. So, I could never play like Joe Jones, or I could never play like Max Roach or Blakely or any of those guys.
Right.
But, I built my sound around my playing.
Yeah.
That I play.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, I wasn't on the planet in 1960, but I hear that you had the dance for plaque with that tune, Conquistadoros.
Oh, yeah. It was very big.
Yeah.
It was very big, you know. We really got all over the world, as a matter of fact, all over Europe, everything. Everybody was dancing to it, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you're in Frisco?
No, I'm down here in Los Angeles.
Oh. Is something that has always bothered me?
What's that?
I have never been invited to play the Montreal Jazz Festival.
Montreal or Monterey or...
Monterey.
Really?
Never been invited.
I MC there at the Monterey Jazz Festival. And
but I've never been invited, man. It's strange as hell, you know?
Chico, I'm going to put a word in for you, man, because I know those guys well. And I am one of the masters of ceremony there at Monterey Jazz Festival every year. And, hey, it can't be overlooked, man. I'll put a call in and see if we can't make it happen.
Somebody has overlooked it ever since it started. I've never been invited.
Wow. Well, we'll let them know that, man, and we'll see what they have to say about that. This is Leroy Dancer listening to Jazz and Blues Radio on KRML Radio. You're on the segment Live with the Jazz Cat, and with me I have today Chico Hamilton. Hey, man, Chico, you scored several films, and there's been a documentary done in your life as well. Has that been an integral part of your sweet smell of success?
Well, doing music for films, documentaries, I've done music for films, documentaries, commercials, you know. I've gone the whole 10 yards, man, you know. As a matter of fact... We did something here in New York, man. The reason why I'm in New York is because I did my first commercial in New York.
Oh, wow.
And it was unbelievable, man. I was paid so much money, I didn't believe that was that much.
Well, how can we get a hold of the documentary, or where can the public see the sweet smell of success?
Well, I don't know where it is now, but it's a classic. But it's online somewhere.
Right.
That was fantastic. You know, as a matter of fact, we were the first American group to be the American jazz group to be in a featured film.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, like they had many, you know, the big bands and things like that. But Sweet Smell of Success was my original quintet.
Mm.
It's the first time, you know, it ever happened for American film.
Wow. That was back in 1955, right?
Is that when it was?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. You're listening to Leroy Downs with guest Chico Hamilton on Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. So in 2004, you were presented with the National Endowment of the Arts Jazz Masters Awards, along with some other fine notables. Your good friend Jim Hall, Herbie Hancock, Clark Terry, Frank Foster, Randy Weston, the Heat Brothers, and just a whole host of others, man. When a major organization recognizes you for your creativity and hard work over the years, what mental impact does that have on your life personally as a musician?
Well, It's a considerable honor, because in a sense, it's just never, things like that have never happened to me.
Yeah.
Happened for me, you know, that type of thing. And as a matter of fact, it came as a total surprise. I had no idea.
Wow.
You know? And, for me.
Well, that just shows that everybody's listening to your music, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I've never known any musician to release 4 albums in 1 year. You've got...
That's what we're doing for my 85th birthday, right?
That's beautiful, man. Happy 85th birthday to you.
Hey, thanks, man.
Uniflip, that started out as a nickname a long time ago, but that's the title of your latest release.
Right.
Features some great players, George Bohannon, who I know very well, singer Bill Henderson,
right.
Jimmy Cheatham, and others. Is this first in a 4-part series? Do each of the albums have a theme, or do you just have lots of great recording during that session and produce a lot of great music?
As a matter of fact, everything was done special.
Mm.
We did the 4 of the 5 albums. As a matter of fact, we did them in, I would say, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know? So, the release date is due. You have to contact my manager, Jeff Caddy.
Right.
Knows more about the release dates of them, but they're good. All of them are good albums.
Do you know the names of all 4 of them? Do they have names yet?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I know there's so much music to keep track of, man.
I'm looking. I know the names, but the. As a matter of fact, I can't name them right now.
That's all right, man. I know where you are. That's okay. We know the Uniflip. That's the one that's out right now. That's the one I've been listening to, man. Sounds good.
Hey, you dig that one?
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Man, I haven't heard the others yet, but I have. I just had my hands on that one.
Yeah, well, they're going to grow on you, man.
All right.
They're going to grow on you.
Well, you know, you went to school with some extraordinary musicians, man. Mingus. Illinois.
Right.
Lionel Hampton, Buddy Collette. Long, tall decks.
Yep.
Did you all know at that time that you would have such an impact on the whole world of music?
Well, I'll tell you what. At that particular time, man, our group, we had a band, school band, you know, out of Jefferson High School.
Yes.
And our band, matter of fact, we raised so much hell around L.A., man, that the union... The union gave us a deal just to join them.
Oh, that's great, man.
We were playing all the dance.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
That's beautiful.
So,
well, Chico, it's been such a pleasure, man. I always enjoy you when you come to town. I saw you here at the Playboy Jazz Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, that's Mr. Chico Hamilton.
Hey, Rod. Thank you.
Hey, man, thank you. It was great talking to you, Cheeks.
Hey, we'll talk some more. Hopefully I'll get my voice back and we can talk.
Hello,
yeah,
Cheeks.
Man, rest up, get your voice back. You know, we'll put a shout over to the folks at Monterey that you're interested.
Very much so.
To let them know.
Hey, Chico.
Yeah.
This is George Fuller, the engineer at KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And, you know, the Monterey Jazz Festival, they're my clients, okay? So,
yeah.
And there's something I wanted to mention. Of course, you know, the Monterey Jazz Festival being brought about in 1957 or 58 when it first exploded onto the scene.
Yeah.
Of course, the people that founded that, Jimmy Lyons and Ralph Gleason, are no longer, you know, with us.
I know that.
So who it's gone on to, of course, you know, maybe a lot of these guys don't know who they did and who they did not have, or they may be aware of who they did have, but we'll bring it to their attention because it would certainly be an honor to have, you know, a dedicated individual like you and someone who's, you know, mature in this field, you know, with a presence on the main stage of that festival. So we'll definitely get in touch with them about that.
Okay, dynamite. As a matter of fact, Gerald Wilson was shocked to find out that I had never played it.
Oh, yeah, Gerald's been on stage a few times. He's up around 83 years old at this point in time. And, you know, we got Oscar Peterson's going to be on stage there this year, as a matter of fact.
Well,
so,
you better put us all on there before...
Yeah, we want the innovators, so we want you.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Chico, you would bring back a tremendous number of memories for me back in the 60s with that great recording you had. I was one of the people that danced to that Conquistador, so...
We'll do it again for you.
You are a tremendous influence on the jazz world. So thank you so much, Leroy, the Jazz Cat Downs. If you want more information, go to Leroy's website, and that is www.thejazzcat.net. Those of you who want to go to that site, you can get more of the interviews, and including this one with Chico Hamilton. And I tell you what, I'm so honored to hear this interview with Chico Hamilton. I've been a fan of his for so many years, and it takes someone like Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs to bring him to the airwaves on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you, Leroy.
Hey, thank you, Gary. We appreciate it. Cheeks, hey, man, great talking to you.
Hey, thanks, man.
And we are going to do everything we can to bring him here to the Monterey Jazz Festival. For very selfish reasons, I want to see you on stage.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, we'll buy you drinks. All right, thank you so much. Leroy, thank you very much, Chico. We'll be right back. Hopefully, we'll have Virginia Cooper, the Senior Vice President of Monterey County Bank, with her financial tip of the week. And then we're going to have a live debut original composition, By the Sea, written by Jerry Holland, performed by Jerry and Sony Holland, right here in our studio. So stay tuned to For Locals Only here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Tuesday, April 4th, 2006.